We're going to take you back to 1956 right now. In 1956, it was hip to be hep, to be cool, to be popular, to be teenaged and going steady. So we'll talk about your average steady couple. We'll call them Frankie and Dolores. Frankie gets up every day and says, "Oh, shit." Then he puts on his groovy 50s clothes, Levi's with a 1-inch cuff. Then he took his Levi's and pulled them down to obscene level. So he had a little cleavage in the back, you know. Frankie's Levi's were rated X. Next, he put up the collar of his shirt like Elvis. Dum, dum, dum. Now you got a good look at Frankie. He's your average teenage guy, and he's about 39 years old. Then you got his girlfriend, Dolores. Dolores is 15, and she's a sophomore. She's really a peach. Pit. Like to begin with, for makeup, all she wore was 5 tubes of Clearasil and bright, shiny red lipstick that came up to the bottom of her nostrils. Now, Dolores had fine clothes. She had a charcoal gray skirt that came down to here, saddle shoes with bobby socks rolled down, so it exposed a voluptuous 4 inches of unshaven ankle. But Dolores had her high points, too. It was her pink, tight cashmere sweater, because in the 50s, it was important for all girls to be stacked, even if they weren't. Because they had the secret weapon. Dun, 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 dun. Falsies. Now, with a good solid pair of dun, 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 duns, any girl could go from looking like a board with the snap of the elastic to looking like a pair of Cadillac bumper bullets. Whoop! Hey, did you ever wish that if you pushed one in, the other one went out like that? You know, like the buttons on your car radio. Oh, that's my favorite station. A lot of girls in the 50s, wanted to look like Annette Funicello. If you don't remember Annette, she was a member of the Mickey Mouse Club. She was the overdeveloped Mouseketeer. She used to do this little puppet show, you know, paint faces on them. Like Mr. Potato, you know, little eyes. What a weird idea. I'm flipping out. Every day at 3 o'clock, Frankie and Dolores meet at their secret rendezvous. Anyways, Frankie's leaning up against his car. Dolores comes bopping up, la la la. Frankie sweeps her off her feet. Gives her a big hickey right here. Dolores hates hickeys. She gets all embarrassed and she puts Clearasil all over it. Says it's a big pimple, you know.
It's a giant zit.
Now, in addition to being embarrassed, Dolores gets scared because she just seen the movie in health class. Now, the movie we're talking about is a sex education film, you know. It's a film you used to see when you were a senior in high school, now you see it in about second grade. There's always a guy in the back of the room that goes, "Hey, coach, what happens if I get the crabs?" Just do 50 push-ups, you know. It'll cure anything. Then there's the movie itself. What this movie says is, if you go all the way, when was the last time you got really mad at somebody and told them to go get all the weighed? Hey, all the way you, man. You mother all the way. Yeah. Okay, back to the movie. We know what we're talking about, don't we? We're not kidding anybody. If you go all the way before you're married, you will go blind. And that was a fact in the 50s, but Frankie had a way around it. He only used to do it till he had to wear glasses. There's still guys like that around. There's a guy right there, and a guy right there, a guy right there. Hey, hey, hey. He took it off. Don't mess around, stunt your growth. Well, To patch things up, Frankie invites Dolores to the after the football game sock hop.
She's like 5 foot Damn. Two, eyes are blue. Hey. Boy, oh boy, she sure can.
Hey, now, are you talking about my Denise?
Sure, isn't everybody?
Now listen, man, I can be a nice guy.
Yeah.
But I can be one mean son bitch. Now listen, homo. What we got here is a failure to communicate. I'm gonna knock your fanny up around your head and give you an extra pair of shoulders.
He really cracks me up, girl.
Hey, you better watch out, too. I'm gonna hit you so hard on the head, you'll have to unzip your fly to see where you're going.
That's right, man. He's hard. He's hard. He's so hard you could roller skate on him.
Hey, look, we want to thank you for showing up at our hop tonight and tell you that we've worked, we spent a lot of time working on these three songs, and it's been a large charge playing for you, and we got one more special treat, last dance song. This is our last song, it's the last dance, and it's a lady's choice. So that means all you guys over here that don't want to get stuck with one of these skags better split.